everybody.
Hallelujah.
Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's had a wonderful day. I tell you, it's such a beautiful day. I love this time of year. I love every day God gives us. It doesn't take much as long as I put Him in first in everything that I do. We're going to go ahead and just ask everybody to stand that can. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. I know as we've spoken about, I've mentioned, you know, those traveling with school being out and all the different things, and also want to lift up Brother Jim's brother who had, he's in the hospital right now. They're trying to get him in a room. Had a mini stroke. Is that what they're saying right now? So they've got his breathing under control. So we want to say a special prayer for that. And I know there are other texts going out. I've probably missed one. That's why I don't really mention that many. But let's go ahead and take a moment. Does anybody on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight? I don't want to leave anyone out. Miss Susan? Betty Ray? Absolutely. Miss Lori, do you have your hand raised?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Children, amen. Anyone else on my right side with a spoken prayer request? All righty. Anyone on my left side tonight with a spoken prayer request? Back in the sound box. Praise. Don't want to miss anyone.
Please remember Keith. He's had a bad bout of diverticulitis, and he's still not over it. He needs a healing touch.
And for all the others, if anyone has an unspoken prayer request, just show by raising your hand. You know, God knows those spoken, those unspoken, and even those in the depths of our heart that we haven't had a chance to speak yet. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you for your love, your mercy, and grace. Dear Lord, as we gather together tonight, Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord, dear Lord, ready to worship and praise you, dear Lord, ready to receive your Holy Spirit for your word to come forth tonight, dear Lord. Open up our ears and our eyes and our heart and our spirit. Lord, let us receive your word, dear Lord, as you give us guidance. And, dear Lord, you give us that truth that we need to hear. Lord, again, now as we bring each and every prayer request, dear Lord, those spoken and unspoken, dear Lord, you know the needs of each and every situation. Lord, we know that each person is in your mighty hands. But, dear Lord, as we come to you, dear Lord, and we release them to you, dear Lord, we ask you to protect, to mend, to heal, dear Lord, to guide us through this journey of life, dear Lord. And we ask you now in this service, take charge, dear Lord, again, and let your Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, just have a free reign amongst each and every one of us, dear Lord. We ask now that you'll just receive every song sung, every instrument played, every hand that's raised, dear Lord, just to worship and praise you. Again, dear Lord, we give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. And also, for those of you that's watching live, welcome to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica, or at a later date. And if you have a prayer request, don't feel like that you're all alone. God knows what it is, but if you'll write it out in the comment section, we will also pray with you, because it's not our prayers any more than it is, because it's not about us, it's all about Him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, I'm going to need everybody to sing. I'm going to ask Ms. Jennifer, Ms. Penny, to turn on their mics, please. We're going to do one that I love to sing. I normally like to do it with the choir, because the Spirit just flows. But I'm going to ask you to turn to page 130. Been thinking about this a lot today after our Sunday school lesson this morning. But I never shall forget the day. Let's all sing it. I want to hear y'all. Y'all out. Y'all drown me out, because y'all sound a lot prettier than I do.
My feeble steps.
He comes to God.
He comes to God.
And try-
all the burdens from my soul roll away.
Roll away.
It makes me happy.
It makes me happy.
Glad and free. I'll sing and shout it, for He's everything.
He's everything to me.
Oh sinner, come.
Oh sinner, come
to Jesus now.
To Jesus now.
At His feet.
At His feet.
Just softly bow. Confess to Him.
Confess to Him
your every sin.
Your every sin.
He'll save and cleanse you, gives you peace and joy within.
Be seated. Turn around and give somebody a hand wave, or if you're close enough, give them a high five. Let them know how much Jesus loves them. I know we're kind of spread out this evening, but you know, as we were singing that just now, and I was thinking about our class this morning, talking about the power of the Holy Ghost. You know, we can, that old devil will come against you and tell you you're no good, or you're not worthy, or who are you to claim victory? And you can sing a song like that and say, I never shall forget the day that Jesus' blood set me free, that I have repented of my sins, and He received me into that kingdom of God, and that I am an heir to the throne. Praise God, praise God. Because of Jesus. And again, it's so many times I've got to tell you to folks, not because of anything I did. It's all about what Jesus does. Amen, amen. Y'all give me a minute. Forgive me for ready to jump and shout, but I love the Lord today. I love Him every day. Yeah, as I told the Sunday, I didn't tell the Sunday school class the whole story this morning. I told them I'd been up for a while, and I should have warned them. Because I was about a pot and a half of coffee down by the time Miss Lane got up. So she put a halt to it. She said, that's enough coffee. But it's not the coffee that I get all hyper about. It's Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. This is praise the Lord. We're going to get ready and take up the evening offering. Got a couple of announcements, as Miss Karen so wonderfully put it this morning. Let's don't forget, mark your calendar. July 10th through 13th this year is our Vacation Bible School. It may seem early to you, but it's really not. Because by the time all the preparations come in, she's still got room if anybody wants to help. There's wonderful volunteers have come forth, but there's always room. Whether like for me, the behind the scene or whatever we need to do, there's going to be sets to be made, classrooms to be moved around, and all the things in anticipation. And another big part for Vacation Bible School, let me just give y'all something that's really, really important. Because my first Vacation Bible School, we weren't in church. Somebody came and knocked on our door and invited me and my sister to Vacation Bible School. And I'm not saying it was the first time that I'd ever been around that, but somebody reached out to us. And Mom and Dad loved the Lord, and their lives had changed a lot, but they said, yeah, go on. And before it was over with, they were going to church again. So those are things we have to do. So invite somebody. Invite your grandkids, your neighbor's kids, whatever it takes. Invite the little ones, the young ones, to come and be part of Vacation Bible. The wonderful thing. And also, Tuesday night, man, this Tuesday night coming up, the 31st at 7 p.m., we're having our Band of Brothers meeting. It'll be out in the Children's Church. All men, you're welcome. Come as you are. You don't have to dress up fancy for us. And we'll just have coffee, and maybe we'll have some cookies. Depends on how Miss Elaine does. Yeah, we'll have some cookies. But it's just a time we can just settle in. She gets voluntold a lot, too, so praise God. I'm going to get in trouble. So let's just go ahead and take up offering.
Brother Jim. one more announcement before we receive.
Oh, yes, please.
You. On June the 18th, Word of Hope Church with Brother Jason Spray out at their land are having a car show, craft show, and barbecue plates for sale. That's June the 18th. So keep that in mind. If you can go by there and help them out, I'm sure they would be appreciated. Sister Penny reminded me after the church work day. We also have a church work day on June the 18th, but we should be here finished before it gets too hot. Normally we come early and done by way before lunch, right? Okay, keep those in mind. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, brother. Brother Luke, if you would, just ask the Lord to bless our evening. Amen.
Found.
whisper was left hanging over my head. You never count for nothing. That's what most people say. I've been known to be unsettled. Never stayed around too long. But you're the treasure I've been searching for. You touch my soul, and the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burn them to the ground. And I'm still holding on to the best thing you ever found, and the bridges that's behind me. Holding on for the best thing ever found.
Hallelujah.
Can I just testify right quick?
Yes, ma'am.
I promise I won't take long. I had to go. I wasn't supposed to go back to the doctor, and y'all been praying for me until June, and they called me. I went Wednesday, right, Sister Penny? They called me Monday and wanted me to come in there. I don't like for people to rush me like that. And I'm going to tell you what fear fell on me. And I prayed about it because I was scared. Because why they rushing me to come on in there? It ain't till June. And you know what? The Lord said, not that it's the prayer cloth, but the Lord said, you got the prayer cloth, and you know I'm right there with you. And the Lord took that fear completely away. So if you're going through something tonight that you might feel like you're a little antsy about, you ain't really got to have the fear, but you're just uncomfortable about. No, God is always with us, no matter what.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise God. He is always with us, isn't he? Always. I love that statement. Well, we got an honor tonight. I know y'all, those of y'all that haven't met Brother Matthew, been visiting with us the last couple of weeks, and he's going to do a song for us tonight. So if you will, brother, come on up. You going to do the, you want the piano?
Praise the Lord. You know, some people might think I'm kind of strange with the way I praise. And I have gotten some strange looks at times. But if they only knew what I'd been through, and what God has delivered me from, where He's brought me from. There's a scripture in the Bible, it says, Psalms 147, verse 3, it says, He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. He's close to someone who is of a broken heart and of a contrite spirit. Contrite means if you've been crushed. Life kind of crushes you at times. Even people can crush you. But just as the song that was just sung, the greatest thing you will ever have, you ever find, is Jesus. Last October, I lost my dad, and it was a very trying time. But I looking back over my life, and even over 7 months, Jesus was right there So I want to sing a song tonight, and simply goes like this.
Lily of the valley, let your sweet aroma fill my life. Rose of Sharon, show me how to grow in beauty in God's sight. Rose. Fairest of 2,000s, make me a reflection of your light. Day star shine out on me, let your love shine through me in the night. Anywhere you open up the door, let your word speak to me, show me what I've never seen before. Lord, I want to be a witness. You can take what's wrong and make it all right. Day star shine out on me, let your love shine through me in the night. Well, I've seen a world that's dying, haunted by the master of deceit, groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But when I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes, I pray, Jesus, shine out on me, let your love shine through me in the night. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow anywhere you open up the door. Show me what I've never seen before. Lord, I want to be a witness. You can take what's wrong and make it all right. Day star shine out on me, let your love shine through me. Yeah. The night. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow anywhere you open up the door. Let your word speak to me, show me what I've never seen before. What's wrong and make it all right. Day star shine out on me, let your love shine through me in the night. I pray, Jesus, shine out on me, let your love shine through me in the night.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. As small as I am, I was just thinking when they walked up, Kylie's taller than Karen. I remember when she was born. You know, time goes on. But we're all closer to home. Y'all worship as we sing, Sometimes It Takes a Mountain. Carter? He requested specifically. Hallelujah. I face a mountain that I've never faced before. That's why I'm calling on you, Lord. I know it's been a while. Lord, please hear my prayer. I need you like I never have before. Sometimes it takes a mountain, sometimes a troubled sea, sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and forgive me, Jesus, I thought I could control whatever life would throw my way. Oh, but this, I must admit, has brought me to my knees. I need you, Lord, I'm not ashamed to say. Sometimes it takes a mountain, sometimes a troubled sea, sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you. Takes a mountain, sometimes a troubled sea, sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Love is so much stronger than whatever trust you and believe. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe.
Jennifer, I know you just sang, but could you do a chorus or two of Jesus is Precious? Who knows that Jesus is precious tonight? Amen. Those testimonies made me think about the preciousness of our Lord and Savior. Just worship the Lord as we sing. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? God knows just what we need,
yes,
and He knows when we need. Sometimes it comes through a song, sometimes it's scripture, amen, but God is always there. What does the Bible say? He's a very present help in time of trouble. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Ephraim.
When I feel disheartened, forsaken, forgotten, Jesus is precious to me. In every condition, He is my physician. Jesus is precious to me. Jesus is precious. Precious Jesus is precious to me. He is my Savior, Lord, and my Master. Jesus is precious to me. It's not seems so important to me. And though I prize friendship and thank God for kinship, there's no one so precious as He. Jesus is precious to me. He is my Savior, Lord, and my precious to me.
The mention of your name.
And just love Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory.
Don't know if you... Made me think of the Lord speaking to me years ago. Sometimes I get to feeling kind of sad when I think about trouble that we know. Some say this, some say that. I don't even know which way to go. But then I fall on my knees, I begin to pray, 'cause I know my Lord is gonna brighten my day. I don't put my faith in the wisdom of man, I put it in the power of God. Well, put your faith in the power of God. Just let Him have His way. Why don't you turn that old burden over to Him? It doesn't matter what man might
can say. And when it seems like you can't take another step, you know the Lord's right there waiting to help. Don't put your faith in the wisdom of man, put it in the power of God. Well, old Joby was a habit, all of his trials he didn't know the reason why. Even Job's little wife was worrying him, just turn your back on God and die. Oh, but Job, he took a hold of the hand of God, and he looked at her so hard. He didn't put his faith in the wisdom of man, he put it in the power of God. Well, put your faith in the power of God, just let him have his way. Why don't you take that old word and go over to him? It doesn't matter what man might say. And when it seems like you can't take another step, you know the Lord's right there, he's waiting to help. Don't put your faith in the wisdom of man, come on, put it in the power of God. Well, put your faith in the power of God, let God have his way. Just turn that old burden over to him. It doesn't matter what your neighbor might say. It seems like you can't take another step, you know the Lord's right there waiting to help. Don't put your faith in the wisdom of man, put it in the power of God. Oh, don't put your faith in the wisdom of man, put it in the power of God. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Glory!
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of an almighty God. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. You know the story that came on a Tuesday night when the Lord just allowed me to read 1 Corinthians 2 and 5, I believe it was. The very next day, when our son was in the hospital, and we went over to see him, and the doctors or sent the nurses there to call us to come into a room of consultation. They were three doctors, professional men, very wise, and people that, you know, when you're needing health problems or situations for your health, you're going to put your trust in them. And that's when they began to tell me that Kevin had at best a 50% chance of leaving the hospital. In other words, he had a 50% chance of living. And if he did, then he probably would never reach the age of school age. And the whole time that they was telling me that, that verse kept going over and over and over in my mind. And they told me again, because they said, Mr. Allen, do you understand? And I said, yes, thank you. Thank you for sharing, and thank you for being honest with me. And I said, you know, I just feel like the Lord's going to take care of it. He gave me a scripture last night, and I'm holding on to that. So that's been about 44 years ago. Amen. Amen. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. I'm not going to keep you long, but if you go to the book of Psalms 121 tonight, I want to share a thought with you. Today's been a wonderful day, a time of reflection, a time of celebration, and certainly a time of memory and appreciation, as we said, on this great memorial weekend. But I want to encourage you tonight through the scriptures. How many knows that we can find encouragement, comfort, and peace in the holy written word of God? Chapter 121, a psalm, the Bible says, it's a song of degrees. It said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you, God, for your mercy and for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. We thank you for this time that you have given us together here tonight. And Father, for your spirit that we feel here tonight. The spirit of deliverance, the spirit of healing, God, is present tonight because of you. We thank you for that. God, I ask, Lord, that you would touch each and every person here tonight. Reach out to those who may be viewing. Lord, heal those who may be sick and afflicted. Father, I ask, humbly ask now that you would anoint these lips of clay. God, speak to our hearts tonight, Lord, that we'll be submissive and obedient to your word and to your will, and we'll give you praise and honor and glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated, and I promise not to be very lengthy tonight. If I had a message topic tonight or title, it would be Keeper of My Soul. Keeper of My Soul. There in this particular chapter here, most attribute this psalm to David. David's writing. There's some different opinions and different ideas to exactly when he wrote it and for who he wrote it for. Some would say that he wrote it during a time of battle, whether he was in the battle or whether he was writing it for the soldiers that were under him. Whether or not it was after a battle, during a battle, or before a battle, you will get differences of opinions from whoever or whatever research that you go to. There's another thought that this was written for travelers who had left Jerusalem and was on their way back to the holy city and would sing this song. This was in the form of a song, although it was a psalm, almost poetic, I guess, in verse. But they would sing this, according to those that thought this way, that they would sing this as they began to approach Jerusalem, thanking God for a safe journey, looking to the hills and the mountains that surrounded Jerusalem, signifying that they was almost home. Now, there's three times in this particular verses, in the eighth verses that I just read, that the writer refers to keeper or keepeth. And there's also three times that he alludes to the fact or the word that is preserves us. Three times, keep or keepeth or keeper, and three times, preserving us, giving us the assurance that God is with us at all times. God is with us. We often say that God is mobile. He certainly is mobile, and we've often said if we could only feel the Spirit of God in the church house, then we probably wouldn't leave the church house. But how many is thankful that he does go with us? How many knows and understands that he protects us from things sometimes that's beyond our ability to even see? Many times we think we're just traveling along and doing really, really well, when actually the fact may be that God has protected us and kept us safe from all harm and danger. I try to pray that prayer and include that in my prayer almost every night for prayer that he will keep us safe from all harm and from all danger. And I'm so thankful for that. So let's say it was written for the soldier or the soldiers. And let's kind of bring that into today's environment. If you would, many times that the soldier was out there, they did not know if they were going to return home or not. They knew that their life was in the hands of God. They knew that in the battle that they may not make it home, but yet they had to fight and they had to be ready to fight. And maybe this was written just after a major battle. And they're walking back down the road and they're singing this song or this psalm or this poem that's going over and over and over. And they begin to come again along familiar landmarks. My dad often talked about when he was returning home, when he began to set foot on the United States of America again. Then when he began to make his way back to home in Georgia, and he began to see familiar landmarks. I'm sure that those of you in the service can relate to that. Then there's a feeling of not only love and joy and peace from getting back to your family, but also of a great appreciation that you made it back home. And they would begin to sing this song and begin to see the landmarks. And then maybe the writer said, you know, they begin to see the hills around Jerusalem. And they knew that they were really that close to being back home in the safety of the walls of Jerusalem. Now, if it was the soldier, then that's a wonderful song to sing. And it's a wonderful testimony of praise. Now, on the other hand, if it was a traveler, and the traveler had been some distance and covered a lot of territory, and maybe they most of the times of transportation was either by animal or by walking, and maybe as they began to get closer and closer to home, they saw those hills and they saw those familiar landmarks, and they began to realize that God had protected them again and had kept them. So David included all of these things in this particular psalm. And then he said, I will lift up mine eyes. I would imagine as whether it was the case of the soldier or whether it was the case of the traveler, the closer they got to home, the closer they got to safety, they began to lift up their eyes, certainly in thanksgiving and appreciation, but also in the very fact that they was returning home. Now, we can relate to that, even though that psalm was written years and years and years and years ago, either, as I laid out, for the soldier or for the traveler. But we tonight can relate to the soldier. We can relate to the battles. Amen. Is there anybody in the sanctuary tonight that ever been in the midst of a battle? Whether it be a great battle physically or whether it be a spiritual battle. And I dare say sometimes a spiritual battle may be just as bad or worse than some of the physical battles that we go through. And when we go through those battles, we know that we have a comfort. We know that we have security, and we know that we have safety, amen, in a God that is the keeper of our soul. When we understand and realize that whatever we go through, God is going to keep us through that. He's going to keep us, our soul, protected. There's no better protection that you can find in this entire world than the protecting power of an almighty God. And sometimes we don't see that naturally. We don't see God standing there with his mighty army around him. In fact, the prophet knew that the army that was coming against him, he could see some angels with flaming swords around him, but the servant couldn't see that. And the prophet said, well, go look again, and I want you to see. And that time he saw the protecting power of the angels of God around them. Sometimes we can't see that, but we know that if we really trust and believe that God is truly the keeper of our soul. And that is important. You must be born again. You must be filled with His Spirit and know that you have surrendered your soul to the Lord Jesus Christ to keep us safe from all harm and danger, from the things that prevail against us. Many things come against us. And he said, you know, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. In other words, he will make you stand. He will make you withstand any trial, any situation that possibly comes against us. And he will not slumber. He's always aware of everything that goes on in our lives. So many times we pray the prayer, and it's like we got to fill God in on every detail. I will assure you, he already knows everything that's going on in your life. He knows when you've gone to the doctor's office. He knows when you've had a situation at work. He knows when you've had a trial or a problem or a situation, whatever the case may be. How many believes with me that God knows everything there is to know about us? And not only does he know that, but he will protect us and he will keep us, amen, and preserve us. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. It's an individual thing. How many is glad that the Lord made it individual, that he can keep us even wherever we go? You know, again, we don't have to congregate in church particularly just to feel the power of God. He keeps us day and night. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. And that's what I wanted to share with us tonight. He is, in fact, the keeper of our soul. Do we have faith enough? Can we trust him enough to believe that he is the keeper of our soul? Eternity, forever and ever and ever. Things may happen to us physically. Things may happen to us in situations and problems and burdens and trials and all of those things. But that should never cause us to fall. That should never cause us to question the power of God and the ability that he has to keep us in the palm of his hand and protect us over every situation that we may face. So it's a wonderful song. It's a wonderful psalm. And we need to practice that as we endure the things that we face day in and day out in this life and know that God is, in fact, the keeper of our soul. And it says, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. But he knows that wherever you are, God is there with you. Whatever you face, you're not facing it alone. Whatever you endure, endure it maybe for just a moment. Amen. But victory comes in the morning. God will always make a way because he is the keeper of our soul. You don't have to worry about it. Amen. There's a lot of things that we have that are near and dear to us down here, and we want to put them in the safest places. Well, let me tell you, the safest place that you can put your soul is that in the trust in the hands of an almighty God. Do you love the Lord tonight? I love you so very much. I appreciate you. Just wanted to share that psalm with you tonight. God has blessed us mightily through song tonight, through testimony, also through healings and deliverance, and we thank God for that. And I thank you for coming out on this holiday weekend and worshiping the Lord with us. Keep all those people that are standing in need of prayer, keep them in your thoughts and prayers, and pray that God will sustain them and help them. And trust that Lord will be the keeper, even of those souls that we relinquish into his hands. Amen.
If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear. Whisper peace when your world gets shattered. If it's your greatest joy, or you're really needing an answer, if it matters to you, it matters to the Master. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear. Whisper peace when your world gets shattered. If it's your greatest joy or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer, if it matters to you, to the Master. Friend, do you think the maker and giver of life is far too busy to care about your trouble and strife? Sparrow that falls to the ground. He hears the tears that don't make a sound. If you only knew how how precious you are in His sight. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear. Whisper peace when your world gets shattered.
Bless you. Amen. Brother Jim.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap. I don't know about y'all, and I guess God always just amazes me, because the flow of the service tonight, from the songs, the testimonies, the prayer request, and then to the Word, and God knows what we need to hear. You know, He is our fortress. He's everything that we need. We put our faith in Him, and just knowing, we can just look up and say, we have that peace in the Lord, and that's what we're searching for. We thank the Lord for all the, for y'all again, as Brother Eddie said, for y'all being here tonight. All of you watching online, we appreciate you joining us again. Put in the comments section if you have a testimony or prayer request, and we'll gladly pray with you. And as we prepare for tomorrow, which is Memorial Day, and we remember the purpose for this holiday, it is for those that didn't come home, those who gave it all. And we just want to honor those, and also for those families. And I know even now, I know of some that still have that empty chair, an empty spot in their heart, in their home. So we just ask the Lord to continue to bless. Love each and every one of you. And if all hearts and minds are clear with this prayer, we're going to be dismissed. Do want to invite each of you back for Wednesday night service. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. And Lord, those aren't just words as I say it, dear Lord. Those are a true prayer and a true love for you and appreciation. And honestly, as we receive, dear Lord, the blessings that you have for us, dear Lord, we thank you for answering the prayer request tonight. Dear Lord, for each and every hand that was raised, those spoken and unspoken. Lord, those that were brought to the altar, Lord, we thank you for healing and giving us the direction that we should go. Lord, again, we just praise you. And dear Lord, we do pray for those families, Lord, those situations that's going forth in this nation today, and dear Lord, and for those that are serving at this time. But dear Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen and amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the week. See y'all Wednesday.